Before HLB became the scourge of Florida's citrus industry in 2005, many growers considered Diaprepes root weevil infestations to be their worst problem. Even with HLB, Diaprepes remains a problem in many Florida groves. University of Florida researcher Larry Duncan discusses the only management strategy for Diaprepes.
The only way to manage Diaprepes weevils in the soil, and that's where the real damage is the larvae are feeding on the roots of the trees and causing substantial damage. The only real way to deal with that is not with pesticides, but with biopesticides, and those are called entomopathogenic nematode products. Some species of entomopathogenic nematodes kill Diaprepes larvae very effectively. Unfortunately, as growers shifted their management to HLB, they stopped buying those nematodes, and the companies that used to produce them stopped producing them. This year, they realized they want those nematodes. There were about 60,000 acres worth of entomopathogenic nematodes purchased for use in citrus this spring. Unfortunately, it's not the best species to control Diaprepes. It is killing some Diaprepes. Growers are continuing to buy it, but what we really want to do is get this old species back on the market again, because that's the one that's really going to do the best job. And that's something that we're working on right now to get the companies back interested in producing those products.
Tell us what that best species is.
The species that's most effective is Steiner Nema Rio Brave. The species that's being sold right now that also controls them, is just not as good, is Heterorhabditis bacteriophora, and they go under a number of trade names.
So really not a real super effective control procedure.
Not as effective as I'd like to see.
Anything else you'd like to add?
There aren't any really new tactics to control Diaprepes other than some things that involve molecular biology that are looking very, very promising, but they're a little ways down the road still, and it's going to require really some major changes in the type of material that growers use in order for those products to be effective.
Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.